Greetings and welcome to Fountain of Life's Daily Inspirations. This is Philip Hodson, and today, for those who have been going along with this the last few days, today we're going to be studying out of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter, chapter on charity, and we've shared numerous things over the last days, but we're going to continue on here, just understanding that God's heart is that out of our lives and that motivating factor of our lives would be His love. Would be the flow of His love. And you know, He has a spirit of love that is a Holy Spirit. And the Bible says God is love. And you know, we talk of spiritual gifts. And when these flow through our lives, that the heart of these gifts is love. That if they're to flow, if they're to flow rightly, if they're to not be a clanging cymbal and a resounding brass, that they must flow from the Spirit of God. And from the love of God. And you know, I don't understand that. I don't understand how a man can be gifted with the very gifts of the Spirit of God and have those gifts not be motivated by love. How he can be endowed with mysteries and knowledge and such faith and all these things as he says in here, because he just told us of all the different spiritual gifts. And then he begins to tell us here that, hey, if you have all these things, but you have not love, you're just a wrangling, noisy cymbal or brass. You're nothing. And all that you spend your life on from a motivation other than the selfless love of God and the longing of God will profit you absolutely nothing. You know, when we see crowds of people in the scripture that are that way, you know, and I think it's something for us to take into consideration. He says, many will come to me in that day and say, didn't I prophesy in your name? Didn't I do great works in your name? Didn't I cast out demons in your name? And you know, you look at these things and think, were they deluded? Did they really prophesy? Well, maybe they preached, but they weren't certainly preaching from the Spirit of God. Well, they were also doing mighty works and casting out demons. It sounds like gifts that were operating in their lives. And yet Jesus says to them, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. All those works and all those that sat and listened as he taught in their streets and all these other things, and they hear these same words, depart from me, I never knew you. You know, if these gifts are not operating by the very Spirit of God, by the love of God, if it's not the love of God that compels and constrains us, the Bible says all of our works will profit us absolutely nothing. Though they may get us a great crowd or whatever in this world, we may even be able to build a real big church in some great international ministry. But if love, selfless love, is not what is motivating, the Bible says it will profit us nothing. That though we may think ourselves to be something, we're nothing. And all we've become is a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Oh, what words. What words to ponder and consider. But we're going to go on here into the following verses. You know, we've read many already. And I guess over the last message there, I shared some of my own notes on the chapter and my own somewhat of a paraphrase of the verses or in expounding upon the words that are used there. And, you know, we talked about God, that these define who God is. And God, as we see him, as it says in the face of Jesus Christ, he says, you've seen all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. You know, say God seeks not his own. You say, well, you know, Jesus didn't, but well, Jesus is God. When we see him, we've seen his Father. When we see the selfless serving life of Jesus, our servant King, who came lowly riding on the colt of a donkey, we've seen the Father. We've seen all the fullness of the Godhead in bodily form when we see Jesus. So there's not a, oh, but, you know, I yesterday used the word God in place of all those. I could have said Jesus, and we say, oh, yes, that's right with Jesus. But God, the high and lifted up one, the holy exalted one, the one that will judge the earth, and Jesus says all judgment's been committed to him. We can't separate Jesus from his Father. They are one. And so when we read these things, yes, this isn't just quote-unquote Jesus. This is God, the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. This is the heart of God. And oh, may we get a hold of these things. We read yesterday down to, I believe, that charity rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Charity does not gloat over other men's sins or when others are in trouble, finds no joy in things wrong or evil. But charity rejoices when right prevails and when truth is spoken. And verse 7 says, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. You know, we read earlier that charity doesn't seek its own, and charity doesn't get easily provoked, and all of a sudden here we see that charity bears up under anything and everything that comes its way. Not only doesn't it get provoked, charity never quits. Charity bears up under everything. Charity believes all things. It means charity always trusts God, His providence, and is ready to believe the best in every person. Charity believes all things. Charity never stops believing. Charity never stops looking to God and holding on to the promises of God and believing the heart of God. Charity believes all things. And then the next one says, charity hopes all things. Charity's hopes are unfading under any and all circumstances. There's no night so dark that love doesn't hope and believe and know that there's a morning coming. Charity doesn't give in to despair and hide its eyes and say, oh, woe is me, all's gone, all's lost, there's never going to be a bright day again. Charity hopes all things, doesn't quit, doesn't give up. The next says he endures all things. Endures everything without weakening or quitting. Always perseveres. Never gives up. Oh, Lord, make us more like you. Let us not quit, throw in the towel, say we give up, get provoked, get put out. Oh, all these things that come natural to us when the going gets tough. But the Bible says, charity bears all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Again, Lord, make us more like you. May the Lord bless you.